Today is the 24th Sunday and the last Sunday after Pentecost, and is the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The epistle for the last Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, the first chapter. Brethren, we cease not to pray for you, and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God, in all things pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to the power of his glory, in all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. Then they that are in Judea, let them flee to the mountains, and he that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of his house. And he that is in the field, let him not go back to take his coat. And woe to them that are with child and that nurse in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath. For there shall be then great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be. And unless those days had been shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'there,' do not believe him. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' go ye not out. Behold, he is in the closets, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east, and appeareth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall be the eagles also gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be moved. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great voice, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest parts of the heavens to the utmost bounds of them. And from the fig tree learn a parable. When the branch thereof is now tender, and the leaves come forth, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see all these things, know ye that it is nigh, even at the doors. Amen, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So you also, when you shall see these things, know ye that it is nigh, even at the doors. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Toward the end of the year 1999, many people thought that December 31st would bring great chaos throughout the world. It was believed that due to a flaw in computer programming, software and hardware systems might fail as the internal date of computers changed from 1999 to 2000. This failure would affect many aspects of society, such as banking, utilities, shipping, and transportation. Thus, people began to prepare for what they feared might be coming. Supplies were bought, shelves were emptied, and many stored food and various household goods. Generators were bought. Guns were purchased for protection from the violence that might follow. People prepared everything they could. They wanted to be sure they would be ready for whatever might happen as we entered a new millennium. As you know, my dear faithful, on January 1st, 2000, nothing happened. But the events our Lord speaks of in today's gospel are going to happen. There will be an end of the world and the end of our lives. There will come a moment one day when each of us will meet death. It is of this reality that our Lord reminds us of in today's gospel. Today, on this last Sunday after Pentecost, which marks the end of another liturgical year, Holy Mother, the Church, reminds us of our last end. For in the gospel, our Lord gives us the signs that will precede the end of the world and the general judgment of all men. He mentions that there will be great tribulation, false Christs, and natural disasters. After enumerating these signs, our Lord says, "When you shall see these things, know ye that it is nigh, even at the doors." He's really telling us to be prepared for our particular judgment. For we may not live to see the general judgment, but each and every one of us will undergo his own particular judgment immediately after death. There are no signs of the particular judgment, yet the state of our soul at death is what determines the fate of that soul for all eternity. If on the soul there is a mortal sin and unrepentance, he is doomed to eternal punishment. If there is found a venial sin or temporal punishment, a soul must be purified in the flames of purgatory. If, please God, one is found in the perfect state of grace, with perfect love of God and of neighbor, and the observance of the commandments, he will go straight to his eternal reward and the perpetual enjoyment of heaven. But since we do not know when we will face this judgment, Pope St. Gregory the Great warns us to always be prepared. Watch, for ye know not the hour nor the day. So many people took great pains to prepare for the year 2000. They were anxious to be ready and to have everything they need. But how much more important it is to be prepared for our death and judgment. We must then be always prepared for the particular judgment, and we must always keep the thought of death before us. If we knew when we would die and especially if we knew that our death was fast approaching, what would we not change in our life? What if we did know our exact time of death? Imagine that each of us had written on our foreheads the year, the month, the day, the hour, and the second of our death. We would surely then be more mindful of the reality of death. If looking at the person next to you, you saw the time of his death written there on his forehead, would you act any differently towards him? Perhaps there would be less envy of the rich and powerful, for it would be more evident to all how soon they would be leaving their material goods. No doubt there would be less fighting and arguing, less unkindness and selfishness. Rather, there would be more prayer and thought of God. How differently we would act if we kept the thought of death always before us. One day we will all die, and all our actions will and do have eternal consequences, and we will be judged for them. Imagine if you knew that this was your last Mass, or the last day on earth for you. And before tomorrow, you would stand before the judgment seat. Would you be ready? Live then, my dear faithful, every day as if it were your last. If you have a grudge against your brother or your friend, are you ready for judgment? Do now what you should do. Do now, while you still have time, what you would want to have done or changed at your judgment. Live today as if there were no tomorrow. Show kindness and gratitude to your family and friends. Leave your neighbor with a good and holy thought. Pray for him and tell him, God bless you. If you have been away from the sacraments, away from confession or Holy Communion, fix it today. Today, my dear faithful, let us get our life and soul in order. Prepare now while you have time, by acting as if each day were your last. Think about the consequences of your actions and perform those actions which will most directly bring you to heaven. Then examine your conscience daily with fervent acts of contrition for your sins, and confess them in the sacrament of penance. Do not delay, even if there is just one venial sin on your soul. We need those special sacramental graces which we can receive only from the sacrament of penance. Graces to help us overcome temptations and our predominant faults and failings. Let us then prepare for the most momentous day of our lives. One day we each will stand before the judgment seat to be judged according to our every thought, word, and action. If we knew the day and the hour that would happen, we would be certain to prepare as best we can. Thus, while we have time, let us make sure we die well, so that we will live eternally in paradise. When it comes down to it, all that matters is that we save our soul, that we die under the mantle of our Blessed Mother and in the love of the Sacred Heart. Let us then keep always on our mind the day, the hour, and the minute of our death. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.